Fashion Insider friends, what is up? This is the Fashion Crimes Podcast, where I cover all things fashion, style, shopping, style inspiration, and interview incredible small business owners who are changing the fashion industry for the better. Yes, I'm the best friend you never knew you needed and the poster child for fashion over 40. And I mean way after 40. Say it with me, fashion and style are your friends, not your enemies. I'm Holly Cates, your favorite personal stylist, and let's keep it real, the only Holly you need to know. Turn it up, because I got a lot to say, and I am super stoked you're here. Dear fashion besties, I hope your week has been treating you well. The pollen is in full force down here in Georgia, and it is just out of control. OOC. Out of control. In other news, we went to Savannah to see Chloe from episode 179, How to Find and Buy Luxury Resale. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and listen to How to Find and Buy Luxury Resale from our friend Chloe. It's an episode that you will not want to miss if that is something that you're into or if you're thinking about buying a designer bag for less. Her store is called Madison and Fifth and is in Savannah, Georgia. Or you can go on Instagram, shop Madison and Fifth on Instagram, of course, if you're interested in taking a look at her inventory. She gets new things in all the time. And I mean all the time. I just got a Chanel bag from her for a fabulous price. It's a smaller quilted bag in a very deep red, and I got it for an unbelievable price. Duh. So we went to Savannah because her son just turned 2, and we might or might not have gotten him a Mercedes that he can actually drive. I had nothing to do with it. It was all Jonathan's fault, but it is so realistic looking. I could not even believe it until I saw it in person. The kids loved it. It plays music. It's got headlights and taillights. It tells stories. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. They totally have it in the middle of their living room so he can watch TV in it. Anyway, I hope you've been following me on social media, please, especially this week as it's been great. It started out with my live TV appearance on Atlanta and Company, which is local here on 11 Alive. If anyone saw it live or tuned into the replay, thank you so much for watching and commenting and reaching out to me. It was a great segment where I talked about spring trends and fashion over 40 with the lovely Kara Kinnear. She is a local celebrity here in Atlanta and hosts the show. She has also asked me to come back again, get snaps for me there, and give their viewers some Mother's Day outfit ideas. So I will be back on Atlanta and Company for Mother's Day. So that's very, very exciting news around the Fashion Crimes Podcast headquarters. Wanted to let you know, I got an email from Bridget this week. Snaps to Bridget, snaps. She told me that she bought my book and that she cannot wait for her phone call with me. Yay for new listeners. Yay. Thank you for your purchase, Bridget. And for anyone else who has purchased, stop making these fashion mistakes by me. Is your image holding you back? This quick and easy to follow style guide will help keep you from making fashion mistakes that most people make. What are those mistakes? Well, you have to get the book to find out, but I'll give you one fashion mistake that most people make. Non-existent or ill-fitting undergarments. Now, did you listen to last week's episode about menopause and style? Like, is that a real thing? Oh, you bet your menopausal ass it's a real thing. And I got some very good feedback from that episode and people that are going through the bra struggle. And I had Kiara, snaps to Kiara, who wrote in and was telling me the way her body is shaped, she's having a difficult time finding a bra that's comfortable. So I gave her a few suggestions. But if you haven't gotten fitted recently, within the past 2 to 3 years, it's time to get fitted. And I did talk about that on Atlanta Company too, on my segment. And one thing that I didn't mention before in the last episode, episode 188, Menopause and Style, is that a thing? I hope you listen to that because there is a lot of really great information on there that will help give you some style inspo and encouragement. In that episode, I was explaining the importance of a good fitting bra, not only during menopause, duh, but just in life. I specifically like, for me, a molded cup bra with an underwire. However, Just wanted to say, disclaimer, that just because I wear Underwire and that's what I prefer, it doesn't mean that's what everybody else needs. There are plenty of bras out there now without Underwire if that's a pain point for you. Go to your local department store, shop around to see what they have, and try things on. That doesn't mean try things on at home. It means try things on in a store so you have all that merchandise there for you to pick from. When you buy a bunch of things and then try them on at home, you don't have the options like changing sizes or styles or even having someone to help you. Go to the store. That's my suggestion. I had a bestie from high school, actually yesterday, reach out to me, as a matter of fact, asking me the exact same thing. Where do I go and how do I get fitted? Snaps for her. I was like, hey there, bestie. So glad you asked. She was very grateful. And then she said she was going to a bigger city because her ass lives in the country. Let's be honest. Then I told her I need a full status report after she was done. Now, all of you out there that live in very small towns, I've said this before, the struggle is real, but it's even realer when you live somewhere remote and you have to literally drive 2 hours to get some good stores. That's annoying. You just have to make a day out of it. Like I said before, you can order till your heart's content, but it's just not the same. So get a friend, y'all go shopping for the day, then you're not going to have to do it again for a while. Are there some items in your wardrobe that are holding you back? I bet you there are. Let's break it down. Let's say that you're trying to find something to wear and you think to yourself, damn, I don't have anything to wear. Or you don't like anything you have. Or nothing fits. Or one of two things that you like, you've already worn to death. Or you feel like you wear the same thing and you look the same every time you go out. Or you don't have anything exciting. Or you just feel like what you do put on, nothing looks good on you. Oi, have I been there, okay? Or here's the worst. When you finally think you look good, and then you look at pictures the next day, and you're like, damn, what was I thinking? If you've gone through anything like this, I've come up with a few reasons why and some solutions to get you out of this unfashionable style rut. I threw that last one in because I have certainly thought, I was like, oh, I look good. And then I look at pictures, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't. It's just really distressing when that happens to you. So let's talk about some reasons about how we can avoid that. Okay. So reason number one of why that usually happens, cheap clothing. If you have clothing that you can see through, that it's too clingy, it shows lumps and bumps or has unfinished hems or non-functioning garment details, unflattering fabric or clothing that doesn't hold up after washing, then you've got some cheap clothing. Okay, this is a fashion crime. Now, I think that everyone has something that's cheap, but if you're a person who shops for price first, then you've come to the right place. Here's a formula that I want you to remember: shopping forward versus shopping backward. Shopping backward is shopping for price only. You're rigid with what you want to spend. You'd rather get more for less money, which in turn can cause you to buy clothing that is of cheaper quality and not made as well. Now, in all honesty, I think everyone has something in their wardrobe that's considered cheap. I know I do, but it's only like a few things. And in my defense, I really didn't know they were cheap quality until I wore them. However, if this is the majority of your wardrobe, then that's where we have a problem. Those who shop solely for price or are extremely price-driven when purchasing clothing, this is a financial block that's holding you back. What makes a cohesive wardrobe with mixing high and low end pieces is figuring out where you need to spend more and then where you can skimp. For example, I need stretch in my jeans, okay? I am not wearing any jeans without stretch. That's just a fact, like lots of stretch. I cannot and will not skimp on the cost of that, as that's where I could really use a lot of support and really good quality and structured clothing and. But with denim, you really get what you pay for. If I wanted to save money or buy something less expensive, I can do that. say, for example, with my accessories. If I really want nice jewelry, but let's say it's not in the budget right now, I can get costume jewelry that looks like real, or get costume jewelry and mix it with real to make it all look real. Or if I wanted a designer bag, I can get something that simulates the look of a designer bag and work my way up to that. Shopping forward is the correct way to shop, meaning you shop for fit first. You will always shop for fit first and price second. So you will spend a little more time and a little bit more money for a better fit. You will sacrifice your favorite color or choose a different color in order to get the correct fit that supports your body type. That is shopping forward. That's shopping with intention. That's shopping like you are someone who commands their style and won't settle for anything other than clothing that supports your body type. Another reason your wardrobe might be holding you back is, quote, I'm using air quotes here, sale clothing. Now, we've talked about this before. If y'all have nothing to wear and you're going to big box discount stores to, again, air quotes, find something on sale real quick, unquote, then you are what I like to call panic shopping. You're not doing yourself or anyone any favors by shopping under the gun, under pressure, and you have no idea what you're looking for. Then you get some cheap crap because you think this will just get you through the night, or either this happens. You wear it and it doesn't fit well. It gets you through the night, like I said, or you never wear it and it's now very sad, reserved to a life in the dark graveyard of clothing in your closet with the tag still on it, never to see the light of day again. Sad face, sad face. I'd like to explain the difference of something, okay? Let's say you're shopping for a dress for whatever occasion. You find a dress that looks great on you. You get up to the register and you realize, oh my God, it's on sale. A win is a win, okay? Rock on. You get a dress where you shopped for fit first, and you got rewarded by the fashion gods at the end. Instead of you going straight to the sale rack and then trying to make something work that doesn't. Again, just because it's on sale doesn't mean it's better and doesn't mean you're getting a good deal or you are getting the support you need for your body type. Now, you're probably thinking, well, I'm going to try it on. Well, sure, you're going to try it on. You're wasting time in the sales section when you can just look at dresses that are new or you know that will fit instead of trying to find your way through the sale rack. That is a fashion crime. Another reason why your wardrobe or items in your closet might be holding you back is gift clothing. Now, we all have one of these, someone who buys you clothing who thinks they have good taste. They don't, okay? It could be your husband, your partner, your brother's cousin's sister's girlfriend. I don't care who it is. I always give this lecture during the holidays. If you don't tell people what you want for a gift, that's your fault. If your mother-in-law gives you a sweater for your birthday or your husband gives you a bag that you don't like, you're not telling them what you want. In the same way that your kids tell you what they want, you should be giving ideas to your family. If you don't, then you are spinning the wheel of shitty gifts to see what you land on. Not a good look. And P.S., this qualifies for jewelry too. If someone goes to Italy and they bring you back an ugly necklace, you don't have to wear it, number one. And number two, that's very nice that someone thought of you and wanted to buy you a present. But don't feel bad if it's not your taste. Most people are not great gift givers. They're not. They buy you what they like, or they think they know what you like. There are exceptions to this rule, like me, of course, because I am the gift that keeps on giving and I give great presents. But most people, they don't know what to get you. That's why you have to tell them. And I will never forget the story of this client who had like 16 red sweaters. I said this before in another episode. And she said, well, my mother likes to give me a red sweater every year for Christmas. And I said, why are you not telling her what you want? She said, well, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I said, well, what's worse, her spending money on something that you're never going to wear, or you saving her feelings when you can just tell her that you would like this instead of that? I would think she would want you to really tell her what you want instead of her just randomly thinking that you're going to wear some shitty ass red sweater. That's just my opinion, but I will never forget her. Other reasons why you have clothing in your wardrobe that's holding you back is because you have clothes that don't fit. Whether they're too big or too small, If you've been on a weight loss journey and you're keeping clothes that aren't your size, let me be the first to say, fashion crime. Now, I can tell you every reason upside down and backwards why this is not a good idea, but here's the real reason. So let's just say you lose 25 pounds. Okay, great. Awesome. Amazeballs. Fabulous. Wonderful. All the things. You've done the work. You've lost the weight. Great. Not only that, you've kept the weight off. Even better. If you keep those clothes that are too big for you, what you're doing is you're setting the stage to give yourself permission subconsciously to gain the weight back. It's the exact same thing when I speak to people about personal styling and they say, and I quote, I don't want to spend money on new clothes at this weight. I'm going to lose weight before I spend money on new clothes, unquote. That, my friends, is a fashion crime. If you don't dress for the body you have today, then sure, you bet your ass your image is holding you back. If you don't love yourself the way you are today, that's okay. Okay? But that's why you get new clothes that fit you correctly so you understand what your body type is. And disclaimer, it might not be as bad as you think. Okay? Sometimes when I dress people, this has happened to me before, I put them in the right undergarments and the right clothes and they look in the mirror and they go, oh, I do look better. I don't look as bad as I thought I did. And you know what? Your weight hasn't changed, not an ounce. You just have on the right clothes. And when you're in the right size clothes, you're not walking around all day saying, I got to lose weight. I got to lose weight. I got to lose weight. That's what clothes can do for you. If the worst problem is that you got to get your pants taken in, that's a good problem to have. On the flip side of that, if you gained weight and you're keeping clothes that are 3 or 4 sizes too small for you, then you're actually cock blocking yourself from losing that weight again subconsciously. And I'm not talking about something that's just like a little bit too tight or like one size too small. The whole point of closet organization is to have your clothes beautifully organized so you can, number one, see what you have. Number two, now you know where your stuff is because it's beautifully organized, like with like. Three, you like everything that you have because you've been through it all and it's hanging with the stuff that you like. And four, everything fits you. When you have clothes that don't fit you in the mix, then you've cocked the whole thing up. Okay. Then you're like, does this fit? It doesn't fit. Then you got to try stuff on before you even go anywhere. That defeats the purpose of having an organized closet. When your closet supports the person you are today, then you like getting dressed. Then it's super easy every single day. When you have these other things that keep you from looking your best, these excess clothes that don't serve you, that are holding you back, whether you even know it or not. And same thing goes for your partner, your spouse, your husband, your wife. If they have similar issues and they're keeping all their clothes that don't fit, they are actually blocking themselves from having great style. It really is true. The whole point is to look at your wardrobe and have it make you look and feel like a better person, not somebody who's stuck, uncomfortable, depressed, sad. A lot easier said than done, I know. But now let's be honest. I do have some jeans that are probably a little tight on me. Okay. Maybe that doesn't mean I have to throw them away. It just means that they're a size too small. You know, if they're like way small, then they got to go. But other than that, I'm wear a size 29. I do have some 28s, but you know, they are definitely tighter. Duh. All of my jeans need to be a 29, but I can still get into the other jeans. But subconsciously, I don't wear them that much because I know they're too tight and they're just taking up space when I could have other jeans that fit me beautifully and could make me happier than the ones that are too tight. Okay, so there you go. I just called myself out. Just saying. I think we all know someone like this. I certainly do. And again, it's their journey, but it's my suggestion and my duty as your fashion bestie and style coach and personal stylist to tell you to get rid of those items that don't fit the person you are today, right now. Lose weight, don't lose weight. It's none of my business, but you should be wearing what size you are today and not keeping the excess. It's holding you back. Okay, so let's just say you are the same size. Okay, let's say you haven't gained or lost any weight. You've been the same size for 20 years. Okay, let's say you've been a size 12 for the past 15, 20 years. Clothing from over 10 years ago that is not vintage, that's still in your closet, fashion crime. And it is definitely holding you back. I know people who are like, why should I get rid of it? It still fits. I'll tell you why. It's because you should keep your wardrobe rotating and evolving, and you should be blossoming your style as you age. Yes, you should. You should not look the same way, wearing the same clothes, wearing the same hairstyle, fashion crime. So many people have the same haircut from 10 years ago or more. You should not. If you are, then you're stuck. Stuck in a style rut. Stuck in a bad hair style rut, too. It doesn't matter if your clothes still fit. If you aren't shopping or buying new things, you're always going to look and forever be the same. If you've worn something in your closet to death and you still love it, then just retire it for a while. Move to something else and bring it out again next year or next season. Don't keep the same things rotating without adding some new things in the rotation, and don't get stuck wearing a uniform, I'm using air quotes here, that's having 20 colors of the same item, just rotating the colors because you like the style so much. No, girl, no. Just because I get new clothes on the regular doesn't mean I'm not keeping what I really love and continuing to wear it. Maybe I style it differently or wear it and put it away and pull it back out next season. I've totally worn things a million times, but I refresh. Sometimes the things are expensive. Sometimes they're really not expensive, but I like to style it a different way, or I like to wear it a different way. That helps from getting stuck in the style rut. The last thing that can hold you back in your closet or in your wardrobe are things that you feel bad about getting rid of. The guilt, the old wardrobe guilt. But here's an old closet trick. I'm gonna help you out. You hang everything in your closet on hangers backwards with the hook of the hanger open to you. So when you wear it, you hang it back the regular way as you would normally hang it, with the C curve of the hanger facing you. So at the end of the year, the end of the season, the end of however you want to mark it, you can see exactly what you've worn as it's hung correctly. And what you haven't worn, it's hung backwards. Another issue I hear people complain about is, but I paid a lot of money for that. Yes, be that as it may, you just haven't worn it. If you have clothing that fits into this category, then you could be in this category of keeping things that don't serve you because you paid a lot of money for it, because you thought you were going to wear it, but you didn't. And you know what? We've all been there. And then you feel so guilty. You're like, well, I'm going to give it to so-and-so. Well, I'm going to give it to her. Well, I'm going to give it to this. I'm going to give it to my daughter. No. I mean, unless it's like a really dope, expensive piece, sure. But if it's like some blazer that you really didn't pay that much for, it's okay to let it go. It's okay. When you are comfortable letting things go that don't serve you, then better things come to your closet. It's just like manifesting, you know, just watch the magic happen once you give away all the stuff that doesn't serve you. All right. I've talked your ear off enough this week. The takeaway of all of this, please do not let your wardrobe hold you back, because you have things in it that don't speak to who you are today. I just gave you a whole list, soapbox sermon worth of examples of things that could be holding you back. If any of those qualify or resonate with you, take a hard, long look at your closet. Let's part and replace things with newer, better styles so you can evolve your style. And you can donate the things that don't work for you anymore. There's no shame in that. Because when you donate to a reputable company or you donate to an organization where the clothes really go to good use, then you're really doing yourself a service. So it's really like you're giving things away to make yourself look better. And that works for me. And that works for you too. I'm okay with that. And then for all of you thrifters out there, for those of you who like to thrift and buy secondhand, go for it, queen. Do it. Teach a friend. Please, I beg you, teach a friend. If you're really good at thrifting, like our new bestie, Catherine, if you're good at that, bring a friend with you and show them what to look for. Show them how to do that, because that's a way to keep your closet rotating like forever, really on a budget. And when you can do that, then you're okay with letting things go, because maybe you didn't pay a lot for it, or maybe you thought you would wear it, or maybe you thought it would look good on you and it didn't, and then you can pass it on. Okay. That's something to look forward to. That's a good rainy day project, but just start with one thing. Just start with like blazers. Go through your blazers. Do you wear it? Do you don't wear it? Have you worn it to death? Have you worn it for 20 years? Try that. Let's go through those categories and see if it qualifies, or if it's a classic, then keep it. Or maybe you can replace it with something better. Okay? You deserve the best wardrobe and accessories. You deserve the best wardrobe and accessories the universe has to offer you. Yes, you do, queens. Yes, you do. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all, please download and subscribe the Fashion Crimes Podcast, please. And thank you. Follow us on social media and make sure you are hitting us up, interacting with our posts and showing us some love out there. Please leave us a review on Amazon for Stop Making These Fashion Mistakes, or you could totally leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us how much this podcast has changed your life. That would be fabulous. Thank you so much. I love hearing from you, so keep up the good work. Thank you so much to everyone who's been writing in. See you next week. I really, really love you guys. And I know you guys are going to go through your closets and tell me what you've gotten rid of, because that's what I want to know. Okay. That's what I want to know. Make sure you let me know. Send me some pics. Okay. Keep me in the loop. Y'all have a fabulous, fabulous fashionable week. Bye.